This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Another great Fleetwood Mac song, Little Lies. All morning long, the tribute to Christine McVie, who passed away yesterday at the age of 79. Fleetwood Mac, one of my favorite bands. Lewis as well. Every song is great. Every song.
They sound unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Sound. Talking about great, he was the best. He still is the best. He'll always be the best. As far as I'm concerned, the greatest cable news network talk show guy ever is Bill O'Reilly. Of course, now you can catch him every weeknight, 9 p.m., right here on WABC. Check out his website for the best interviews, TV shows, commentaries, columns, BillO'Reilly.com. His Killing series are just doing an amazing job, every one of them, Killing the Legends, the most recent masterpiece. And, of course, not that far removed from a tour with President Trump. Here he is, the best ever, Bill O'Reilly. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, 1969, I'm going to school in London, and they had these dances on the weekends, and I think they were 25 shillings to go. And all the kids in London, the students, would go. So, of course, we went. And one of the headliners was Christine Perfect. That is Christine McVie.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I remember it because it would – giant signs, Christine Perfect and her band. And so we all went, and she was great. I mean, we didn't know, obviously, that she was going to be a huge star or Fleetwood Mac would be on the horizon. But the interesting thing about these mixers, that's what they call them back then, was that the English girls would not dance with the American guys.
No kidding.
There was no way.
Wow.
Yeah, because they were looking for husbands.
Sure, sure.
This is 69. Sorry about the feminist thing. And as soon as the accent, as soon as they went, hey, would you like to dance? They go, you're not from here.
Right, right. I'd have no chance. I mean, you have a nice voice. I have such a Brooklyn accent. Did you, talking about Christine Perfect, Christine McVie, did you go on, Bill O'Reilly, like every other man in that generation, and have a huge crush on Stevie Nicks?
Well, I know her. I know, I didn't know Christine McVie that well. I met her once. I knew her ex-husband pretty well, or I know him.
Wow.
John McVie. So I know the band, and I know Stevie. Very pretty girl. Boy, woo. And yeah. Interesting to talk to. A little out there. You know, you got like 18 dogs running around, and you got to watch you don't step on them. They look like little tinker toys. They're just running around, all of them. But that band, as you guys pointed out, their songs hold up.
Still.
You know, I mean, today, they hold up. And that's the measure of great music.
I couldn't argue. That is the perfect, perfect statement right there. If it holds up, it's still great. Elton John, Billy Joel, all those guys. So one of the reasons of the many that I love when you come on is the Trump conversation. Because I have to tell you, I've had enough of the detractors. But I have to tell you, Bill, I've had enough of his supporters, too. I have been getting destroyed for 2 days on this radio station, on social media, because, you ready for this? I said, if the election was this morning, I would still vote for Donald Trump. You would think that would be good enough for his supporters, but no. I also said what he did last Saturday was despicable. And I don't care about Nick Fuentes because he knows who he is, Kanye West, and he knows Kanye West has been the face of anti-Semitism for 2 months. So forget about Nick Fuentes. But only because I said that, even though I said I'd still vote for him today, the Trump supporter is furious with me. What's wrong with these people?
Well, they're emotional.
They're
so
stupid.
It's all about emotion and whataboutism and things like that. Okay, Trump had dinner. dinner with these two guys. What about Obama and Reverend
Wright? Right.
You know, it never ends.
Right.
Never ends. So I don't do any of that. I'm not emotionally involved with any politician, thank God. And I look at things from a view of, okay, Donald Trump, he wants to be president of the United States again. That's where we are right now. Well, that is not going to happen unless he changes course.
Thank you.
It's not. So the MAGA people and the Trump supporters, and by the way, I respect that kind of passion. If you really think that Donald Trump is the greatest guy for the country, then you should say whatever you want to say. And the same thing on the left. I don't hear a lot of people say Joe Biden's the greatest thing for the country, except Nancy Pelosi, of course. But, you know, if you get emotionally involved, then you're going to lash out if your guy's getting taken out. The thing that disturbed me about the dinner was that I think Donald Trump is distracted. I don't know why, but he doesn't seem to be focused in on the moment. So in order to get to Mar-a-Lago, because I've been there many times, you got to drive through the Secret Service checkpoint, and they have who's coming in. It's not, you can't just show up. So they knew this guy, Fuentes, was coming in, and they checked people. So that word apparently didn't get to Trump. Now that, if I'm Trump, I'm really teed off about that. So I didn't even get a heads up about who's coming in with Yi. Number one, Yi shouldn't have been coming in anyway.
Stop it right there. That's it. Forget about Fuentes. It's Yi. If Trump would have gotten up and said, listen, Kanye, I know you wore my MAGA hat in the past. I know you've been a supporter of mine in the past. But I got to tell you, you've really disappointed me the last couple of months. Please go back to your table. He'd be a hero today. Forget about Fuentes. What about Yi?
Yeah, I don't know. Look, Trump is a guy who is, if you support him, then he's loyal to you, and you know the game. I mean,
no, but that's silly. That's he's going to lose doing that. He's
going to
lose.
He is going to lose if he doesn't change course. Look, here it is again, and this is what I do for a living. By hanging out with Kanye West in any capacity, Donald Trump does not gain one vote. Not one.
Does he think he does?
He hangs with Kanye. I'm going to vote for him.
Does he think it does? Does he think the black community will vote for him?
I don't talk to him about stuff like that. I talk to him about much more serious stuff. I don't get involved in what Donald Trump, you know, who he has supper with, or, you know, who he's feuding with. I never do that. But I was pretty outspoken on BillO'Reilly.com. I wrote a column on it, a couple of messages on it, saying, look, you're not going to be president unless you stop the madness and turn into a statesman, and that's all you do. This is what I did. This is what I can restore, because we're in trouble. The country's in trouble, and we care about Kanye West. You know, I told you the elevator story with me and him. It's the only time I've ever run into him. It was February, and I had short pants on. And I looked at him, I go, it's winter. Hello. But anyway, that's what it is.
Where was that? Was that in New York?
Madison Square Garden. I'm in the elevator with him.
Oh, my God.
And he's got two giant bodyguards.
Yeah.
6'8", and I'm 6'4". They knew as soon as I walked into the elevator who I was, these two guys. He had no clue. None. I'm looking at him and I go, hey, nice shorts.
Oh,
and he's
boy.
Looking at me like, what?
Yeah. No, listen, your point is well taken. Who Donald Trump has supper with certainly doesn't erase the fact that Donald Trump was the best president for Israel by far. I'm a Jew, I'm saying that. And it also doesn't supersede what's going on right now. So, for example, Karine Jean-Pierre, Bill O'Reilly, who I think you'd admit in your lifetime, which is you've been around a couple of years and you've seen it all, and you know this business better than anybody. She's got to be the worst White House press secretary ever. She actually said to Peter Ducey yesterday, A, that Joe Biden has been to the border. He never has. And B, that Biden is doing a terrific job with the border. I would say that is worse than what Trump did. But you have to separate things when you're talking about two different candidates.
Well, this has been my theme this week on Common Sense on WABC at 9 p.m. is that these people just lie now. And it didn't use to, they used to spin. So the no spin zone, that's me, that's mine. We have, you know, a trademark on it. The no spin news, what I do. All right. It used to be that they would take a thread and then spin it, but they wouldn't outright lie. Now, she just looks into the camera and goes, oh, I've been to the border. And everybody goes, when? And she can't answer that. And they're doing a hell of a job. And there's no open border. There's no problem. No crisis. I mean, no, no, no. And so the reason that she can do it is because the corporate media doesn't call her on it. They let it go. And the Biden administration knows you can say anything you want, and they're not going to challenge. They're not going to deride you. They're not going to mock you. And that's why she gets up every day and says these the most insane things. And half the country goes, oh, yeah, you know, I guess Joe's been to the border. Yeah. Maybe he's talking about the border of Delaware and Pennsylvania.
He's been there many times. Yeah, many times.
Yeah, he's been to that border.
That's funny. Hey, tell me about Kevin McCarthy. I keep telling everybody who comes on the show, I love this guy. The fact that he wants to get rid of Schiff and Swalwell and Omar. And I know we're not big fans of impeachment, but impeach Mayorkas and Biden. To me, for a Republican, especially a Trump supporter, McCarthy is saying all the right things. How do you feel about that and the chance that he will, in fact, grab that seat?
I don't care.
You don't care?
No, I'm not a party guy. I don't, you know. What I am interested in, and I interviewed Comer, who's the head of the Oversight Committee, and
yes.
he'll be, when he gets sworn in January. What I'm interested in is what these committees, and there's two of them, are going to try to uncover about President Biden and Vice President Biden vis-a-vis Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't care who the House Majority Leader is. I'm not a party guy. They can do whatever they want to do. But I do care about this astronomical amount of money that flowed into Hunter Biden's coffers. And I know enough about it that he set up all these LLCs. Now, you don't do that unless you want to hide the money.
Well, let's go there, because while I do care a little about who he appoints, I agree with you 1,000%. This would be the biggest story in the country if, in fact—
Unbelievable story.
Right. But are they going to be able to attach the big guy, Joe, because I don't care about Hunter. You don't care about these appointees. I don't care about Hunter. Can they attach Joe to Hunter's business dealings?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you've got to see where the money flowed. So on Hunter Biden's laptop is all kinds of references to the big guy, and I've got to pay expenses. He never uses his father's name directly. And remember, this is a stoner. This is a grifter. All right, so he could have been in any kind of condition writing stuff on his laptop, right?
Yes.
This guy is totally out of control.
Yep.
And it's not about him, as you rightly pointed out. So Joe Biden releases tax returns and doesn't have any outside money from Hunter Biden or any of these LLCs or anything like that.
Uh-oh.
He has nothing. You are only allowed to give $12,000 to another citizen without paying taxes on it. That's it. You can give a $12,000 gift without tax. So if the committee, and they're going to subpoena banking records, that's what Comer and I talked about. Once they start to subpoena banking records, because the money had to go from the foreign nations, China, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, wherever it may be, it had to come here. And if the committee subpoenas the bank records and they have enough information to know what banks were in use, and it shows that there was an outflow of money, you know, and it wouldn't be under Joe Biden's name, though. It would be under some kind of other shadowy thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You see, this is what money laundering is.
Mm.
But if they can prove it, and boy, that's where they're going. That blows up the entire Democratic Party, not just Biden. Biden have to resign. He's done. Okay, it's Spiro Agnew. He's out. Okay? But the whole Democratic Party blows up. And it would be a cataclysmic event in U.S. history if they can do it. But I always tell people, you can't convict. You have to give due process a chance. Because you can have an opinion, but you can't say Joe Biden did this.
Right.
It doesn't matter what Tony Bobulinski says. You don't know why Tony Bobulinski is saying.
I agree.
Okay?
Yep.
So let's be fair. I'm very happy that the process is underway because if the Republicans had not won the House, it would not be. Democrats don't want any part of this.
Boy, what an amazing conversation, Bill. One more for you. This is why you're the best. How much attention are you paying to Tuesday, the Georgia runoff?
Not much. I'm not going to make any more predictions because my predictions for the midterms are so terrible.
Well, everybody says. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just – it wasn't that I didn't know what was happening for the midterms. It was that I calculated wrong in a number of situations. So I'm going to just pull back from the prediction level. Neither man deserves to be senator. Okay, Hershberger is not smart enough.
Agreed.
The other guy is way out there, progressive leftist who's going to hurt the country. Look, if it's 50-50, that gives Manchin all the power again, and Sinema, the senators from West Virginia and Arizona, respectively. They don't have that one vote. But at this point, with 2 years before the next presidential, it doesn't really matter all that much. Because they're not going to get the House to approve Biden's agenda. They're just not. They're not going to do it. And so, yeah. Biden can get appointments through the Senate easier, and that's pretty much what it is.
Today is December the 1st. We are now exactly 24 days away from Christmas, and I know Killing the Legend is a great, great Christmas gift. There's got to be a great deal on BillO'Reilly.com this morning, yes?
Yeah, thank you very much for mentioning it. But yeah, Barnes & Noble and all the others report every week, and we see it. Sales for Killing the Legends out 10 weeks now are up, and that's like unheard of. So we're rising again because people understand how entertaining all the Killing books are. So if you go to BillO'Reilly.com, we've got Killing the Mob, Killing the Killers, and Killing the Legends, all three. We'll give you $35 off. I mean,
wow.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
What do you want from me?
Come on.
Oh, I got to pay my staff. All right.
That's a great deal.
But we understand how people are suffering in the inflationary times. And I didn't raise my prices on anything in the BillO'Reilly.com store. We have fabulous stuff, the mugs, Stand Up For Your Country, all of that. Good gifts, for people who have done you a kindness. And, you don't want to spend a lot of money. But these are gifts that matter. So I hope everybody goes in there and picks up a few books. And if you become a BillO'Reilly.com premium member, you get the books free.
Wow. That is an amazing deal. That is beautiful.
On.
Yeah. No, it's great.
So
it's great.
I'm doing what I can to bolster the morale for the Christmas people, of which I am one.
Bill O'Reilly, I love you. Great, great conversation. And thank you for your kindness on BillO'Reilly.com. That is a great Christmas gift. And we'll do this again next week. Thank you so much. You're the best.
Okay, Sid. Stay strong. Thank you. Bye.
You too. The great Bill O'Reilly right here with me.